Evan Brown is going to be with us here in just a minute. It was a wild day yesterday. If you are of an age where you remember, you track historical moments by whether or not your teacher at school rolled a big TV cart into the room. 9/11, I've talked to people, that happened. The Challenger space shuttle blowing up, that happened. And perhaps the O.J. Simpson trial, football legend, TV actor, sports commentator, highly sought after. Everybody loved O.J. Remember those rental car commercials? He'd jump up over the seats at the airport and stuff. And then came that time, the double murder in 1995. And it changed his legacy forever. And that it didn't just change his legacy. He became not so much known for his accomplishments on the field or in TV, but because of these murders, Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. Vicious, violent, we all know the story, and it's history. There have been movies, documentaries made about this. And some would say, I don't know if in broadcast school if they study this thing or not. I can't imagine they don't. He passed away, by the way, OJ, yesterday at 76 years old. He had cancer. But the legacy of that trial transformed American media and some would say even the criminal justice system itself. Long drawn out, people watched that white Ford Bronco chase. My first son was getting ready to come into the world. I remember sitting at the hospital watching the Bronco chase, low and slow through the streets and freeways of California. Almost 95 million people tuned in to that low-speed chase in which O.J. Simpson was in the back. I forget the guy's name who was driving. And it was just incredible to watch all of that unfold. And like I said, a lot of people got famous from that trial. Anyone close to the case got some sort of a payout, promotion, book deal, TV appearance, something like that. We wouldn't even know the Kardashian name if it wasn't for that. So Evan Brown has been looking at this and came up with the whole take on it. O.J. Simpson passing away yesterday. So Evan, good morning. And this was that whole trial, that whole incident. We were just talking about the low-speed chase and the Bronco. TV sort of transformed through that era in the mid-90s, didn't it? Welcome to your morning wake-up. Hi.
Good morning. Certainly it did. Most Americans had never watched a trial before then, and most Americans learned that trials can be quite boring, but you'll still sit and watch them if there's celebrity involved and whatnot. It was certainly right around the same time as O.J. getting arrested, I think, that court TV became a thing. So this was all sort of made for it, it felt like. I've covered many murder trials, gruesome trials, high-profile trials, and they don't last as long as the O.J. Simpson trial did, which I think was really the better part of a year, right? I mean, it started, I think, in January and went to, like, was it October?
I believe it was. I remember being in a job interview and having it in a restaurant and having it up on the screen and nobody was even interviewing me. We were all just watching.
I can outdo you on that story. I'll betray my age here. I was away at, I went away to summer camp thinking I wouldn't get to see the end of the trial. I came back, the trial was still going on.
Oh, yeah. And so were you of an age when, like in school, I was saying earlier in the story, there are certain historical events that you remember because the teacher rolled a big TV into the room. And this may have been one of them. I don't know.
I don't think we watched it in school. I remember being kind of glued to it. You know, I had with me, you know, obviously before the age of streaming and smartphones. So, of course, what did this radio nerd have with him other than a small transistor radio with a little earpiece? You know, most people would try to, you know, listen to the game or something with it. You know, as soon as the bell rang, I was listening to the O.J. trial.
And all the quotes and all of this stuff, who would ever forget? Well, maybe we have. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And all of it. Yeah. And I read this yesterday, 150 million people estimated tuned in for the verdict that day. I wonder if because of the ratings, if that's why, you know, they saw how the ratings were going on this, and then the TV news went, we're covering this, boy, stay with this.
You better believe that was it. Look, there were radio stations around the country that abandoned their normal programming to air the OJ trial because it was a way to get that, you know, higher listener counts, better ratings. And back then we were doing diaries, right? So, I mean, it worked better than, you know, dropping your regular format for Christmas music in December. I mean, it kept people tuned into your radio station. So, yeah.
Yeah. So my friend yesterday who works at in TV said he thought that that was the start of the 24-hour news cycle. And I argued that, no, I think CNN and them had been around in the 80s before this, even though.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, CNN, I think what really started the 24-hour news cycle might have been the Gulf War, the 91 Gulf War, because of coverage was nonstop. You didn't have to wait for the evening news, the evening network news for it. OJ fueled that fire, without a doubt.
Man. Well, OJ Simpson.
And it goes before the trial. I mean, remember, this was the age where, you know, let's show the car chase, you know, that went, you know, and that was a new thing for so many people, really. You know, now, if there's a car chase, especially in L.A., I mean, everyone interrupts programming for that because it's ratings gold. But that started really with O.J.
Yeah, that slow speed. I said that my first son, who is now 30, whatever, he was being born during that car chase. So what do I watch? My son, the car chase. The son, the car chase.
Please tell me you didn't name him Bronco. That's the...
No. Oh, you know what? Oh, what a missed opportunity. What a missed opportunity there. Oh, all right. Hey, Evan, we appreciate it. And, yeah, the Kardashians. Like I said, we wouldn't even know who the Kardashians were if it wasn't for the O.J. Simpson trial.
Well, that and a certain leaked videotape from Kim Kardashian. But that's...
Well, okay, that one. You had to go.
Well,
I love it. Evan, have a marvelous weekend, buddy. We'll talk again probably next week on some interesting subject, I know.
You bet.
See you later. 1320 WILS. It's 7:47. Yeah, an airplane was also the time. The O.J. Simpson. And that just is, that's also testament to this whole trial legacy, is that when a celebrity, and he was, a celebrity passes away, you talk about their accomplishments. Nobody's talking about O.J. Simpson as a football player. Nobody's talking about him as an actor. Everybody's talking about that trial because that's what his legacy was. And so there's that. 1320 WILS, your morning wake up back in a minute.